is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Tuesday that the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was not a spontaneous fistfight, but a premeditated act, and that all those responsible, including whoever ordered the operation, should be punished. In an address to his country's parliament, Erdogan gave details about what happened starting the day before Khashoggi visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said multiple teams flew to Istanbul to meet Khashoggi at the diplomatic outpost and remove the hard drive from the site's surveillance system. Turkey's president says Saudi officials started planning to murder the U.S.-based writer days before his death. Now, Erdogan's comments contradicted Saudi accounts that Khashoggi died accidentally in a fistfight. President Donald Trump said top U.S. officials are gathering information in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and will report to him later. He described the relationship with the Saudis as complicated.
I am not satisfied with what I've heard. I don't want to lose all of that investment that's being made in our country. I don't want to lose a million jobs. I don't want to lose $110 billion in terms of investment, but it's really $450 billion if you include other than military. So that's very important. But we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Several countries, including Germany, Britain, France, and Canada, have pressed Saudi Arabia for transparency. UN African Union envoy Jeremiah Mamabolo from Sudan's rest of Darfur region told the Security Council Monday that the Sudan Liberation Army founder Abdul Wahid El-Nur refuses to join the peace process.
I urge the Council to consider stern action against the SLA leader because, from all accounts, he prefers belligerence and armed struggle to cessation of hostilities and a political process.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump reaffirmed Monday his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Not only stop, we'll reduce, which I would love to do, but right now, they have not adhered to the agreement. It's a threat to whoever you want, and it includes China, and it includes Russia, and it includes anybody else that wants to play that game. You can't do that. You can't play that game on me.
His comments came as his national security advisor, John Bolton, was in Moscow to discuss the matter with Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin. President Trump said he started the process of reducing or ending financial assistance to at least three Central American countries for failing to halt a caravan of literally thousands of migrants moving through Mexico toward the U.S. border.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money. Every year we give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing. They did nothing for us. So we give them tremendous amounts of money. You know what it is. You cover it all the time. Hundreds of millions of dollars. They, like a lot of others, do nothing for our country.
Now, at a rally last night in Texas on behalf of the reelection efforts of his former Republican rival Ted Cruz, the president continued to make statements about that caravan for which he's provided no evidence.
I think the Democrats had something to do with it, and now they're saying, I think we made a big mistake.
Among other false statements, the president continues to suggest that the caravan has within it criminals and people from the Middle East, buzzwords for the presence of terrorists.
In that caravan, you have some very bad people. You have some very bad people, and we can't let that happen to our country.
As many as 10,000 Central Americans are moving by foot and on vehicles north to escape poverty and violence. The president has threatened to use the military to halt the caravan should it reach the southern border. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tuesday morning that Willa had maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour and that the storm would weaken a little before making landfall. Hurricane Willa is now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific heading toward the western coast of Mexico. Chinese Vice President Wang Qishan Monday became the highest-ranking Chinese official to visit Israel in nearly two decades. The two countries are seeking to strengthen business ties. And the Washington-based Museum of the Bible acknowledged Monday that at least five of its 16 artifacts it claimed were fragments of the ancient manuscripts known as the Dead Sea Scrolls are forgeries and have been removed. A German research institution said they were not old enough. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.